You're listening to SBS News.
This video shows you how to apply for a director ID online.
بحاجة إلى جهاز ذكي ووثيقتي إثبات هوية أستراليتين على الأقل لإكمال
其中包括澳大利亚税务局 简称 ATO 所了解的
This is the latest campaign by the Australian Taxation Office or the ATO to verify the identities of company directors around the country and close loopholes for potential fraudsters. Currently, people can sign up or be nominated to become directors of companies with very little verification of their identities. Joel Lisk, a research associate at Flinders University, says the process of nominating people as directors can lead to behaviour known as phoenixing.
So where a business might operate, it'll operate at a significant loss, and that means it's borrowed a lot of money maybe, or it's overly leveraged and it ends up collapsing. And the consequences of that are there's creditors who are owed money, but the person who's actually running the business has just picked up these nominee directors who aren't actually involved, made them responsible, and then run away with the assets of the company to start it up again somewhere else, and essentially been able to avoid all the debt and the harm they've caused.
But by the 30th of November, the Australian Business Registry Services, which operates within the ATO, will require all directors to have a Director Identification Number, or DIN. A DIN is a unique identifier that directors can apply for once and keep forever. Warren Day is the Chief Operating Officer of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, known as ASIC. He says the benefits of having a verified ID are twofold.
That director ID is really important because it will mean the government and us at, you know, ASIC and the Australian Business Registry Service and other government agencies will have real, you know, dependability and faith that, you know, the person who says they're the director is the director. So, you know, at the moment we know there are people who are operating under false names under the register. But more importantly, it means for business, they have confidence that the person they're dealing with is a director of the company that they're, you know, issuing contracts to or doing business with.
Mr. Day says the enforcement of director IDs is critical in ensuring some of the most vulnerable in society are not exploited.
Unfortunately, those who might want to misuse companies to commit fraud or other, you know, illegal activity have sometimes in the past also used homeless people and others to act as directors. So obviously, you know, you have to do a little bit of work to get a director ID in terms of identifying yourself off other government documents. So that would make it harder to use that technique into the future as well.
Mr. Lisk from Flinders University says the requirement for directors will make it a lot easier to look at who operates Australian companies and be able to locate them. He says it's not just the directors of companies who'll have to provide verified ID. Charities and not-for-profits are also required to comply.
A lot of the time, we don't realise it, but charities and not-for-profits actually use a corporate structure as part of their operation. So certain types of charities, because they are actually companies, just being set up in a way that gives them a special status at law, will also need to comply. So the directors of charities will need to make sure they're compliant, as well as Indigenous corporations, but some of those have extended application and deadline times to ensure they can actually comply.
After the high-profile breach of customer data at Optus, Mr. Lisk says this added requirement could help prevent future data breaches.
In the instance that a company does have a large volume of personal information and there is a breach and no one at that company takes responsibility for it, it may actually one day help regulators and authorities identify who is actually running the company.
The catch is that directors of all Australian companies, even those living outside the country, will need to comply with the new law, which can be a difficult process for those unfamiliar with MyGov.
So no matter where you are in the world, if you are a director of an Australian company, you'll need a DIN. And the problem with that becomes the MyGov ID process and the verification process to get a director identification number is very much focused on Australian residents and those who have existing profiles with the ATO.
Warren Day from ASIC says the best approach would be to visit the Australian Business Registry Services website to find out more information. For those who don't comply by November the 30th, there are consequences.
If you are a director of a company and you do not get your ID by the end of the month, technically you can't be a director of that company anymore, and you need to get it after that date. You also expose yourself to a certain degree of financial fines. That can be applied by us at ASIC if you haven't done so. So Already well over a million people in Australia have applied for and got their director ID. We suspect that there's about a bit over a million left to go. So we would strongly encourage people out there to go to abrs.gov.au, just walk yourself through the process and get a director ID by the end of the month.
Alan Lee, SBS News.